أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب زدني علما اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All the respected brothers So today's topic is importance of habits and good manners. So this is the topic in the relationship with the new year, which Alhamdulillah just started. 1440 Hijri. Alhamdulillah, we are going forward and you know years are passing through fast. So now, as this is the new year, and as we say, every end is the new beginning. So this is the new beginning of a new year. So how we will relate this today, inshallah, how we can start thinking of this new year, we should start this new year thinking of how we can build good habits and our characters. Because good habits develop good characters. And it's also create like valuable and sincere behavior in ourselves. So today's topic in the relationship of this new year, we will see the importance of good habits, good manners. We will see what is the importance of building good habits in the childhood. And we will see importance of these things in the light of Hadith, Quran and Sunnah. So this is the short agenda for today, inshallah. So childhood habits. As you know, one of the famous wise person, Arastu, he says the habits which we form from the childhood make no small difference, but rather they make all the difference. So the habits which are built in the childhood age, they make all the difference in our life. So this is the most important thing for our character building, to think about good habits to be built when we have our child and when we grow up our children. So this is very important to understand the good habits build good characters. So we need to work on our children so that we build good habits in themselves, because they make all the difference in our life. Whatever we learn in our childhood, they remain with us. So, but this is also a constant process as well. For example, for us, so if now we grow up, now what we need to do? So we need to always think about character building, and we always need to improve ourselves. So this is the topic. But the important thing is the good habits need to be built, need to be created, need to be installed when we are children. So now, because we are adult and we are growing our children, Alhamdulillah, in this society, we need to work so hard to establish and to build good habits in them, so that they have a high moral characters in their lives. So when we talk about character building, we need to have some standard in front of us, and we have to have some role model. And who is the role model for us? Alhamdulillah, we have our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our role model. So we will see how Quran says about this. Like Quran set the standard for us. The life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the role model for us. So what Quran says, the Messenger of Allah is certainly a good example for those of you who hope in Allah and they believe in Yawmul Akhirah and they remember Allah in abundance. So it means for us believers, the role model who we need to keep in front of us to build our character is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And everybody is aware of this ayah. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Allah says, and most surely you confirm yourself to sublime morality, the standard of the character, the highest level of the character is khuluqin azim. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah mentioned that in Quran. And once Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked about the characters and manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so what she replied, she said, his manners were the Quran. So he is the walking model for all of us who practice upon the teachings of the Quran. So we need to keep Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the role model for us when we talk about character building and good manners and good habits in our life. So today's topic, just for those who just arrived, importance of good habits and good manners in our life. So we are talking about how it is important to build characters from the childhood. And when we talk about building character, we need to have a role model and a standard. And what is our standard is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this much we have covered. And everybody aware from the life of Seerah, you know, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he got the title of Sadiq and Ameen because of his good manners, truthfulness and trustworthy. This is the just one every we alhamdulillah we have studied the seerah, and we should study the seerah with our children so that they learn the manners from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But alhamdulillah we know Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he got Sadiq and Ameen from his childhood. Even his enemies certify that. So this is the role model which we have. Now we will see the importance of good manners in Islam. There is a lot of emphasis on good manners in Quran and in Ahadith. Even, you know, all the worships, everything revolves around good manners. Everything. Even our, you know, our beliefs, our worships, the most important thing are our manners, like ikhlaqiyat. So those Ahadith talk about good manners too much. Quran, all the teachings of Quran, nothing but good manners, good deeds. So Quran forbids us from all the evil manner things and those things which are low in morality. And Quran commands us to follow and practice upon those things which are higher in morality and they are good manners. So what, just few things, we cannot cover all the good manners which Quran talks. There are so many things which Quran says, okay, all the evil deeds don't do. For example, Quran forbids, don't lie, don't spy, don't insult others, all these evil deeds. Don't backbite, don't take bribes, don't spread rumors, gossips, and don't deceive others. These are few, just to give you few examples, what Quran says, don't do these things because they are in low level of morality. They are evil deeds. So Quran talk about good manners. And when Quran says do this, for example, you know, speak the truth, feed the poor, and control your anger. It's all about good manners. Respect your parents. Turn away from all the bad speech, ill talk, and keep our promises, etc., etc. The list is long. I just give you highlights what Quran talk about good manners. Actually, Quran talk about good manners in do's and don'ts. Do this, which are good things, good deeds, and don't do these, which are bad things and evil deeds. So this is the Quranic perspective of good manners. And now there are so many ahadiths which emphasis, a lot of emphasis on the good manners, the importance of good manners. For example, the heavier on the scale, this is the highlight of the hadith. Hadith says, nothing is heavier on the scale of deeds than one's good manners. Sahih Bukhari. On the day of judgment, the best, the heaviest thing will be our good manners. So this is very important to adopt good manners. This is the new year. What we are talking about, we are relating good manners and good habits with this new year, which is the new beginning for our, for us. 1440 is just started. So every end is the beginning of new things. So in, when we start this new year, we need to relate our character building, good habits. So now another hadith. The best amongst you, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the best among you in Islam are those with the best manners. Same concept. So the heaviest in the scale, good manners. The best amongst you, good manners. Those who have good manners. The most beloved to Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the most beloved servant to Allah is the one who have good manners. So you can see the attributes of those people who have good manners. They will have their skill will be heaviest in the day of judgment. They are most beloved to Allah. And then now look at it. When we talk about richness, the richness in this world, we talk about our wealth. The real richness is the richness of your soul. This is actually another hadith. I'm just saying the hadith. The meaning of the hadith, the richness is not to be rich in this world, to have so many cars and wealth and house. The richness is the richness of your soul. Again, good manners. How our soul will be rich when we will attain good manners. So we are talking about good manners. And now I'm actually finishing quickly. So now we talk about how hadith emphasis on good manners. Now we will see how we can follow up on it. So the key thing is be conscious of Allah all the time in our daily life. We need to have taqwa. We need to think about Allah whenever we deal with anyone, our friends, our relations, our home, at our home. And, everything requires consciousness, taqwa. So one ayah which I like to share in the relationship with the good manners is one ayah which talk about our anger and how we need to control, our anger and forgive others. So this is the beautiful ayah which I want to highlight and mention this. This is one key to build our good character. We can start from here. Allazina yunfiquna fis sarra'i wal dharra'i wal kazimin al ghayz. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ So there are three things mentioned, very easy, which they are very simple, but we need to work hard to adopt these things. So Allah talk about Muhsineen. Allah talk about Muhsineen. Who are Muhsineen? Three qualities of Muhsineen, which we can conclude our thing on this. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ Those who spend when they have wealth or they have diverse, like they have difficulties in their expenses, but they still spend in the way of Allah. The second thing, those who control their anger. If you see, good manners revolves about our attitude. Like everything is about our mental state. When we get emotional on some reactions, so when we react not properly, that's called anger. So we need to control our anger. We need to be conscious all the time. We need to, and then when we have anger, the next verse it says, forgiving towards their others. Those people who forgive others. So for example, we got hurt by someone and then we got anger. So we need to control our anger and forgive others. So these two qualities, I want to emphasize on these two qualities in terms of character building. Control our angers and forgive others. So while we are concluding this, I just want to give a key word to understand. The word is watch. So there are so many quotations. The actual owner of this quote, I could not find where there are so many people. It says, watch your thoughts as they become your words. When we have any thoughts, they utter from our mouth as words. And then say, watch your words as they become your actions. When you say something, then you behave like that. You react up with your words, and then watch your actions as they become your habits. When we perform everything, our actions again and again, we are famous with those habits. And then watch your habits as they become your character. As we talk about in the beginning, Good habits build good character. And then watch your character as they become your destiny. Your character will take you to your destination. Our destination is Jannah. We need to act morally, like we need to build our character. This is the today's topic. And now all these things are summarized in the word watch itself. Watch, like W. W is for watch your words. A, watch your actions. T, watch your thoughts. C, watch your, and company, look at this, companions. Our company, our friends are very important in our character. People are known with their friends. So watch your companions and H, watch your habits. So if you need to remember watch, so remember this word watch. The word watch itself explain everything. So we need to remember the word watch. Watch our everything, our daily life, actions, everything. So we conclude here what we talk about. This is the new year. We need to work on our character and we need to work hard to build our character in the light of Quran and Sunnah. And inshallah, we will carry on. We will take this topic further and talk about what are those habits we need to build and relate with Quran and Sunnah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. I will make dua, the dua which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked. Oh Allah, I ask you for good health, for trust, for self-control, for good manners. This is dua Prophet asked. And then, and to be satisfied with the divine decree. Al-Bukhari. This is the hadith. This is our dua. May Allah accept our dua. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Allah.